Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trekking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I'm so glad to be with you today, and I thank you for tuning in to the broadcast, and I pray that the Word of God will encourage your heart. Today, I want to read out of Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. It says this, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." God is telling us today that we need to ask of Him, we need to knock, and we need to seek. I love the verse of Scripture where it says, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness or His right way of living, all the rest of these things are going to be added unto you. You know, there's a right way, and there's a right way to live, and there's a good way to live, and that's God's way. And that's the only way that we can really be blessed. And you know, no matter what your need is, God knows where you're at, and He can send you that blessing. But don't let the devil put doubt and discouragement in your heart. I remember years ago, we was at a truck stop. We were always in Redding, California on Christmas morning, December 2011, I was home for Christmas. That's the first Christmas that I've been home for in 36 years. My husband and I were always at the truck stop at Redding, California, Northern California, for every Christmas. And when he went home to be with the Lord, I had to change my route some, so I got to be home for Christmas this last year. But one year I was at Redding truck stop, and I walked out across the truck stop lot, and it was Christmas morning. And I was thanking the Lord for the opportunity and the privilege to be able to go out in the highways with our mobile chapel and preach the gospel to the truck drivers. And I was thanking the Lord for the opportunities that He had made for us over the years. And when I was doing that, the devil spoke into my spirit, said, well, enjoy it, because this is going to be your last trip out, because you don't have the insurance money to pay for your next trip out. And I got to thinking about that. We didn't have the $5,000 that we were going to need for insurance and tags to get back out on the road again. And my heart began to sink. And then I stopped myself, and I said, no, devil, that's not right. My God is able to supply. If He can't supply insurance for an old Kenworth truck and put tags on it, we're all in trouble. But my God is able to send in what we need to keep on trucking. You see, what God ordains, He sustains. I believe that with all my heart. And I went back in the mobile chapel, and we began to have company coming in. And one of my friends, she came in and bought us a big Christmas bag full of Avon. She knew I loved Avon. She just gave me all kind of gifts in there. When she left, I began to take out all my Avon gifts. She had perfume and all kind of good stuff in there. And on the side of the a bag that she had, there was an envelope with a Christmas card in it. And I opened it up, and inside that Christmas card was a check for $5,000. Just exactly what we needed, was going to need in the next few days, to get us ready to go back out on the road again. Let me tell you something. God can send you a blessing by the Avon woman or whoever He wants to. He can rain it down out of heaven. But if you'll not doubt and you'll not fear and not let devil talks discouraging to you, God will take care of you. God will send it in no matter what. I tell everybody now, I just can't help but get excited every time I see the Avon. God is good. God is faithful. And He will send in whatever you need when you need it. God is faithful. My husband always said, God is faithful. God is faithful to heal. God is faithful to deliver. And God is faithful to save souls. I want to thank you today for listening in to the broadcast. But the most important thing and the most important decision that you'll ever make of your life is, do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And if you've not made that commitment to Him, stop right now and say, Lord, come into my heart, come into my soul, ask Him to forgive you of all your sins, and He will, and you'll become born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, and all your sins will be washed away, never to be brought up against you anymore. God is faithful to forgive of all sins. Thank you for listening, and I pray that if this broadcast has been an encouragement to you, that you'll write me at Trucking for Jesus, Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. I'd love to hear from you. Lord, I thank you for all my listeners. I pray that you bless and encourage them today and help them to walk in your word, and help them, O God, to be a blessing to others, to lift up the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.